blizzards, water contamination, severe drought, floods, extended power outages, failed technology and communication all have happened in Prince Edward County in recent years. Fire, police, and hospitals were overloaded and barely able to keep up the pace to assist residents. With climate change and geopolitical tensions on the rise, a group of local experts with diverse skills and experiences came together to form ReadyPEC. Facilitator Anne Van Flack tells us more.
Anne, you were facilitating a meeting tonight about ReadyPEC. Could you tell me about that, please?
Certainly. So it's a community-led initiative, and it is focused on households being ready for various kinds of emergencies. Prince Edward County has been through quite a few emergencies in the past few years, winter storms when there's power outages, that type of thing. But the risks are also increasing. We're looking probably shortly at supply chain shortages given geopolitical situations. And with climate change, there's more deaths in Canada because of extreme heat, the wildfires that we've seen over the past few years, extreme cold, ice storms, that type of thing. So really the key here is for households to be more aware of the risks and to be more prepared personally. That reduces the pressure on emergency responders. They can do their jobs. And we're also looking at how do we connect neighbors more with neighbors. I think people have to be more intentional about connecting with their neighbors these days. We don't have as many touch points as we might have had, especially in rural communities with churches and schools and small community events, corner stores and so on. So if neighbors can be really instrumental in helping each other through those situations. When we look at the pandemic, there were care mongering groups that sprung up. And, for people that were housebound, that might have had vulnerable health situations and so on, neighbors were helping by delivering groceries, bringing in medications, and so some of those initiatives have continued. So we're hoping to see more of those and create a network so that we can communicate with those groups when resources become available, like first aid training opportunities, that type of thing. We can make sure that we're getting the messages out to them. So everybody has a role in being prepared for emergencies.
What's the next step?
The next step is to try to make sure that people are aware of the risk, particularly residents and households, and how they can, practical steps, how they can prepare themselves. One of the next steps is May 3rd, during Emergency Preparedness Week. That's a national event. There is a public event, it's free to attend. It's from 3:30 to 5:30 at the Prince Edward Community Center. And I would really encourage people to come. There's lots of information tables, lots to be learned. There's a speaker panel of experts who will be speaking on various topics related to emergency readiness roles and how households can prepare. There's also some great door prizes. The Crank Radios, for example, powers up. You can tune into the local radio station for updates. And also some emergency kit giveaways while they last. So I really highly encourage people to attend that.
Mayor Steve Ferguson talks of support.
Well, I proclaimed Emergency Preparedness Week last night at Council. And this event organized by ReadyPEC that's going to occur on May 3rd, I think, is an opportune time for people to understand what they need to prepare themselves for any kind of disruption or emergency. So I encourage everybody to be prepared and to, make sure they have take all the steps necessary to prepare themselves and their family for any type of emergency. And the event on May 3rd, that begins, I believe, at 3:30, is a great opportunity to learn more about what you can do and, more importantly, what you should do to prepare yourself and your family.
For the Local Journalism Initiative, FrequencyNews.ca and CJPE County FM, I'm Brenda Little.